for one night. Two pills and a red wine. Circle blind, now I don't mind. The words that you don't say. No love when you hold me. No calling the next day. It's the one way, no. And now the sun is up, I'm coming down.
Nobody nowhere, I'm nobody nowhere.
We just blow it up, blow it out.
Sex, money, being star.
Baby, don't you cry.
Sex, money, being star.
Baby, don't you cry.
Sex, money, being star.
Ladies on my right.
Sex, money, being star.
Sex, money, being star.
Sex, money, being star.
Well, afraid of the sunlight. Not okay, it'll be alright. Two lines, one time. Every night, every weekend, weeknight. Oh my. Lights off when I wake up. Tears under my makeup. Your lips will stay shut when I wake up, break up. I don't wanna think about you. Drink up, I'm so fucked up. All I want is you. No, I don't wanna think about you. Drink up, I'm so fucked up.
Sex, money, being star.
Baby, don't you cry.
Sex, money, being star.
Baby, don't you cry.
Sex, money, being star.
Ladies on my right.
Sex, money, being star.
Sex, money, being star.
Sex, money, being star.
All night, all night, all night.
All of these lights, sex, money, lights.
All night, all night, all night.
Oh.
All night, all night, all night.
All of these lights, sex, money, lights.
Sex, money, being star.
Baby, don't you cry.
Hello, everybody. This is Sounds Escaping, complete and utter chaos with Fiona, Elena, and Claire. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good morning.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, and it is time. And it is morning. It is morning. So that was our first song. It's a good song, isn't it? I would say so. And we chose it to kick it off on tonight's theme. You would know the theme if you saw my Instagram story, but I'm assuming some of you haven't.
I don't think I have.
I'm sorry.
I put it on mine too for some backup.
Oh, yeah. I should have done that.
Well,
I'll do that right now.
Now you know. The theme, so sad, so sexy. And that is directly inspired by the last song we listened to, because that's from the album, So Sad, So Sexy. Although that is the only song we are playing from that album, we have a bunch of other goodies coming up. You can decide for yourself. Are they sad? Are they sexy? Are they both? They might be both. And in fact, I would say most. Most or both. That's actually a tongue twister. I couldn't say that 10 times fast, so I'm not going to. But good stuff in store. Lots of, what's it called? You know, when two things are very different, but they're like...
Juxtaposition?
Yes.
That's art school right there.
With yeah. My two favorite art students. There's a few songs that are, I would say, juxtaposed. Mm-hmm. And by that, a few, I mean literally just two.
Closer and closer?
Closer and closer. I'm not going to say who they're by. Those have to listen and find out, but they're very different.
Yeah, I saw those there, and I was like, oh, is this an accident? And then I saw it was you, and I was like, this was not
like,
an accident.
No, this was on purpose.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was meticulous and diabolical.
And there's another meticulous and diabolical song put on as a shout-out to my friend Stella. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Stella. I think we met before.
Hi, Stella. I think I've seen you on FaceTime. Yeah?
I think so, probably. Okay.
I thought you were going to say Facebook.
Oh, maybe. No. I don't go on Facebook anymore.
No, it's not fun.
Yeah, I deleted that app.
Take that, Zuckerberg.
I used it to get a rug once, and that was, like, the end of it for me.
Really?
It's a good rug, though. It's a silly rug.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Fiona helped me get it. That was so nice.
That was, like, the first week of not school.
Yeah. We were just here.
Just hanging out.
Just floating.
I did miss out on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was fun, but that also... Yeah.
Can't miss what I never had.
Anyway, speaking of can't missing what you never had, It's since it's 808s and heartbreak season, it's time to make some memories in the coldest winter.
Okay. See you guys soon.
Bye.
On lonely nights I start to fade. On lonely nights I start to fade. Her love's a thousand miles away. Her love's a thousand miles away. Memories made in the coldest winter. It's 4 a.m. and I can't sleep. Her love is all that I can see. Her love is all that I can see. Memories made in the coldest winter.
Hello. Hey. Mic four. Oh, hello? Okay. Well, okay, yeah. So now it's working. this next song goes out to our friends because apparently it's a big hit in Canada. Yeah. So shout out Miguel and Isabel.
Shout out to Maple Leaves. Yeah. I mean, Isabel's not from Canada, but...
but this Canadian hit is up next. Get Woo. Ready.
Woo-hoo. Let's go!
All I wanna get is a little bit closer. All I wanna know is, can you come a little closer? Here comes a breath before we get a little bit closer. Here comes a rush before we touch. Come a little closer. The doors are open, the wind is really blowing. The night sky is changing overhead. I'm the type who won't get over, so critical. So let's Can you come a little closer? Yeah.
All right. It was Closer by Nine Inch Nails. Hope you enjoyed the little closer kind of juxtaposition.
Dichotomy.
Yeah, I'm feeling closer to closer and closer.
I'm feeling closer to closer, closer.
Mm. And I'm also feeling closer to closer to closer.
Closer.
And maybe even closer.
Could you say like closer to closer to closer to closer to closer and closer?
Yeah,
I think like closer. You know when like you leave food in the fridge for a long time and it starts to taste and smell like fridge food?
Yeah. Or when you leave something like opened and it's like exposed to like the fridge air and like tastes like fridge.
Yeah. You know what else?
Mm-hmm.
The first Closer by Tegan and Sarah. The funny thing about that is, and I'm 97% sure.
So how's Claire segueing into what you want to talk about?
I just didn't understand.
The fridge food.
Okay. You never have tasted that?
I have tasted it, but I really need to like, you guys are going to agree with me when I say this.
Okay, say it.
Say it.
So Tegan and Sarah, it's spelled Tegan, but don't you ever want to say Tegan and Sarah?
It is Tegan and Sarah.
It is Tegan.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah, Tegan.
Are you kidding?
That's her name.
Well, now
wait.
I sound so
wait.
Confused.
So you read it and you were like, oh, that should be pronounced Tegan.
No, I said Tegan.
Wait. No.
No. But the reason I say that is because it made me think of the name Megan, which made me think of Megan. And so whenever I see the name Megan spelled anywhere, I want to say Megan. Like Megan Fox.
One of my sweet mates is Megan, and it's spelled like really differently. And every time I'm always
Megan?
Like, Megan?
Megan.
But then I'm like, oh no. And then also I confuse her with Julia all the time. And I feel I don't confuse them. As in, I just like, I've done this multiple times. I'll introduce them to people and mix their names. And then I'll realize, like, I'll be like, oh, this is Julia. And then I'll go to Julia and be like, oh, this is Julia. And I'm like, wait, oops. I said Julia twice. And I'll be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm like still a little bit confused that it's Tegan. Because I definitely learned the difference a while ago and then like didn't really absorb it the same way I thought that Avril Lavigne was Avril.
Wait, what?
I thought her name was Avril.
Okay.
But I was like 9, so it's okay.
Right.
Yes.
I make these mistakes all the time.
But I mean, like, who knows any Tegans, okay. You know? Like, don't worry about it. Is there a Tegan listening?
I'm so sorry. I
feel like I know Tegans more than Tegans.
Oh, I've never met a Tegan Tegan.
If a Tegan Tegan's listening, you need to call in immediately.
Yeah, please call in and like, school us on this.
Yeah, like, yell at us. That'll be fine.
Exactly.
Tegan or Tegan. Okay, Miguel, a Canadian in the flesh.
The Maple Leaf. Itself.
Tegan. And Kanye Tegan. Fan. Uh-huh. Extreme oh. Kanye fan and Canadian in the flesh said that it's Tegan.
Okay, we'll take this, Miguel. I know someone named Tegan.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I feel like Miguel should call in to chat with you about this one. I'm waiting for the phone to light up, Miguel.
Me too. I mean, follow your heart. But yeah, back to the second Closer song, the Closer by Nine Inch Nails. Was that your first time listening to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to listen to it a lot in middle school, on planes. I don't know why. It was, like, my go-to plane song. Yeah, and so if anyone's going on a plane soon, I would recommend listening to it. Because why not? What else are you going to listen to?
Yeah. I think when I was little, I would, like, refuse to do things on planes. I would literally just sit there. And, like, I would go, like, to far places. Like, me and my family would go to Germany to see my mom's family. So, yeah. Like, for 9 hours. Yes.
I can see you doing that.
Wait, what does that mean?
I just believe that you could be capable of doing that.
Oh, I could fully do that now. Like,
yeah, that's why I straight up
just do that. And then I was in the mailroom today, like, in line. And everyone's on their phones. And I'm just staring.
You're not a screenager. You're not a scribble.
I think sometimes you do. You like something takes over your body, like during SGA meetings.
Yeah.
You become possessed by like the secretary.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. I know exactly what Fiona's referring to because I don't remember this because I kind of called her out in the meeting, like in front of our boss. Like,
are you serious?
That's. I think it's because, I'm remembering now. I think I was like, so who's the community engagement person? Because I didn't think it was you. And then you're like, oh, it's me. And then I was like, so you need to write in the, this is, like, not going to make any sense. This is SGA taking over this. We let it take this over.
We let it take over every aspect of our lives. So no. Bad.
Shout out Val if you're listening. I know she's not listening.
You never know. You never know.
I love Val.
Me too.
Oh, I can't wait for her to be my boss all summer.
Yes.
Well, next song coming up is Sex Tape by Deft. I think it's Sex Tape by Deftones. I don't know.
I'm you're pretty right. sure it is. And it is. Is this sad?
Is what?
Is it sad or
well,
sexy?
Well, on the scale of so sad to so sexy, I would say it's straight up in the middle.
Oh.
Wow.
Straight up in the middle because, well, just listen to it and then make your own judgment, but know that I'm right.
Okay. All right, here we go. See you guys soon.
Good morning.
Take me one more way. want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that she gave every day was a way for the making it up for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me it all the way till you died? Till you died, but you're still alive. And I'm here to remind.
PSA. Numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history. 0. This was a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Oh, you guys' mics are not on, sorry guys.
Oh, it's okay. I say, yeah, yeah, because I know they can still hear me from over there. Because the one time Dan came in, we could all hear him.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Despite him not being near the microphone.
I wonder if Dan's here.
I don't think Dan's here right now.
No, definitely not.
But if you are...
A shout out real quick to my twin sister, Isabel, who is working on her German homework.
Woo!
I can't remember the word for goodnight in German. Oh, good knock. Good enough. Or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's something like that.
Schmetterling.
I don't know who that is. That's well, if you know what that is, text me. Wait, what is it?
Butterfly.
Oh.
I know sprechen die Deutsch, but that I think that means like I speak Dutch, but I don't. So it's not convenient.
Crank and wagon.
Pardon? Yeah, they have like really weird stuff.
Yeah. What'd
you say?
They got really weird stuff.
Frankenwagon?
Crankenwagon is like ambulance, I think.
Yeah,
ambulance.
And like birth control is like anti-baby something.
Whoa.
you have to have seen that.
I've never seen that.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
It was like this thing about like words in different languages.
Succinct and to the point. Mm-hmm. Those are that means the exact same thing, so I don't know why I've said both of those.
But. There's a lot of stuff at the end of it, but it was, I remember the beginning being anti-babian or something like that.
Oh yeah.
That's silly.
It's silly.
We found out tonight over Tuesday dinner that my last name backwards is silly.
Oh my goodness.
It's more like Silly.
That is so wild. Silly.
Mine is Sopmac. So.
Sopmac.
Wait.
And it may
even figure out mine.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. That's so long. If your last name is Jacobson.
The second part, sure.
Wait, mine is almost whatever May's is, just a little different.
Oh, Gnay. Yeah. Oh, May's last name backwards is Gnaw.
So,
yeah, I'm Gnaw. Is it crazy how both of the names made words?
Yeah.
And they tried to say my name was something messed up, and it wasn't, okay? Yeah. My name backwards is like Anneli.
Anneli.
Okay, not the other word that sounds similar to that. So, and they wouldn't stop saying it, and I was like, at a certain point, I was like, stop it.
Yam. Yam.
Nah, yam. Nah, yam. I don't want to hear it. Nah, yam.
Yeah. I used to have a bunch of, like, people would create nicknames for me in middle school. I was the only 7th grader in, the 8th grade Spanish class, and so they thought it was funny to come up with these nicknames. United States of Aclerica. Claricuda, like Barracuda. Claritin. That wasn't very original.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of others, but those were the... United States of Aclerica was the most popular. The teacher one day just got fed up and then gave everybody detention.
Including you?
So, no, except for me, which was a bad look.
Oh, that's not good.
I was like, why would you do that? But it was pretty funny for nobody else. It was just funny for me.
Mm. So I guess then that was good.
I guess.
Like,
didn't make me any friends, that's for sure.
Yeah. But did you mind the nicknames?
No, it was kind of funny. And whenever they would do, like, team activities, everyone would be like, no, I want to be Team Claire. And I was like, why?
Wait, that's nice.
Maybe they were, I don't know if they were making fun of me, but I don't really care because it was funny.
I was the only 8th grader in 9th grade Spanish class, and... Yeah. That was so weird.
It's like not fun. It's
no,
fun.
It's horrible.
It's like fun when it's funny, and then when it's not funny, it's just awkward because you don't actually know anybody.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the teacher like always makes it bad. It's always the teacher.
They treat you like differently, and it's just like, can you not do that because it doesn't make me look cool?
Yeah, it's like it's literally like.
And all I wanted was to be cool in middle school. Like, it doesn't, you know.
Yeah. I think I actually, like, dropped that class after, like, 3 weeks. I was like, really? I can't. Like, it was French 1. I mean, Spanish 1. It was like...
Oh, yeah.
I just joined the 8th grade Spanish class.
Yeah.
And I did perfectly fine. It was so weird.
And it's more fun, though.
Exactly, yeah. And then I ended up not like that. Okay, I don't even get it. But Spanish is just weird. All the Spanish teachers out there, you're weird.
Not true. I have Spanish tomorrow morning.
Oh.
So I have to refute that statement.
Elena,
I have Spanish on my... At 8:30 a.m. I
serious?
Hate myself.
It'll convince you to wake up early and have a good time.
I feel like you're not even... Honestly, it won't.
I just want to be able to see you guys. Also...
Is this on?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it totally is on.
Yeah.
You can move the mic.
Oh, I totally forgot that. I guess you can hear me a lot clearer now.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, because we like to hear your voice.
Oh, I like to hear your guys' voices, too.
Can we voice over your stop-motion animation? Fiona's working on this really cool stop-motion animation I just saw on her story. The background, the diorama, it is looking so cute.
I'm really excited, because the last one you made was sick.
anyone who helps me get groceries for that is getting a puppet made of them. So.
Well, then I guess I'll try and do
it. But all good if anyone's not able to, because I can't make a puppet of everybody. You know
every
what I mean?
Every single person listening goes to grocery store.
Like 50 people show up.
Yeah. Like, I tried getting embroidery thread for everybody's hair.
Oh, I have some for my hair if you need.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're still going to do me, you also don't have to do me. Unless you want to use one of the little Elenas.
I feel like using a little Elena would be really fun, but I can still make you one.
No,
like,
I'll bring a little Elena. Don't worry. Okay. I was in an animation class. You do not need to make another image in armature of me.
Armature, yeah.
The only thing is you have to prop it up somehow.
That's all right. I feel like a lot of them aren't going to move anyway.
I can just sit there. That's cool.
Yeah. I think most people are just going to be like half, like torso up, because I don't want to like make their whole bodies. But I think I'm going to make May's whole body because I want to do the platform docks.
That'd be so cute.
Yeah. Also, because they helped me pick out the meats.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out May.
Shout out May. I know you're not listening right now.
Oh, you're definitely not listening. I know you're just laying in bed. And you're not going to hear this.
But good for you.
Yeah, good for you for taking a break.
Yeah. If you are listening, though,
we could actually see what everybody on Spotify is listening to
right now.
And see what they're listening to other than our show.
Wow. So
Ryan
is listening to Certified Lover Boy.
Okay, Ryan.
Wow, Ryan.
Your ex-roommate, Julie Francois, is listening to Diana Ross.
That's fair.
Audrey. Oh, wait, that was 3 hours. Wait, I have not been looking at the time. I'm not a Spotify user. It's just Ryan right now who's like listening to something, but...
Wow.
Shame on you, Ryan.
CLB over us.
CLB over our next amazing song, which I found somehow on Instagram.
What is it?
Love. Love, love, love.
How do you know that that's next?
Because I have an exquisite memory. That's not true. Only for unimportant things. But I'm correct. Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, I believe you are. Okay. And is that song about to come on?
I guess it shall. We'll see
you
guys.
Maybe.
Good morning.
Good
morning. son cœur. I just shot my shot at this little thot. I'm tryna crit knit knack on her big knack. My niggas selling crit knack for the stint knack. And I got a big, big mat for the chit chat. Did a drive by in a matte black Hellcat. Big lover, I bitch, and this ain't Hellcat. Suck of the dick, now the bitch need a tic tac. VVS Diamond, you know they gon' hit back. SI Diamond, you need to get your wrist back. Wet up the ops, now that boy when he click back. Dropped his gun in the field when he stick back. Ever shot a gun to that motherfucker click back. Ever got high off a drug called Get Back. Came with the drum and it got a lot of kickback. Wet a duck and melon, cause my boy might spit that. Got your mama screaming out there on my word, and to put your motherfucking brains on the curb. Yeah. I ain't do it personally, but this shit still my word. Even at your funeral, not fresher than the bird. I'm way fresher than you, even if I roll in dirt. Fertilizer, I'm the shit, but you one with the earth. I can feel the X pill when I smoke the herb. Wonder how my ex feels, she should've been a nurse. Color X pills look like a box of nerves. I still want first place if I'm the third. I've been rubbing on this bitch skin just like a jerk. She let me fuck that pussy for free like she ain't worth. I just shot my shot at this little dot. I'm tryna crit knit knack on her big knack. My nigga selling crit knack for the stick knack. And I got a big, big mat for the chit chat. Did a drive by in a matte black Hellcat. Big lover, I bitch, and this ain't Hellcat. Suck of the dick, now the bitch need a tic tac. I just shot my shot at this little dot. I'm tryna crit knit knack on her big knack. My nigga selling crit knack for the stick knack. And I got a big, big mat for the chit chat. Did a drive by in a matte black Hellcat. Big lover, I bitch, and this ain't Hellcat. Suck of the dick, now the bitch need a tic tac.
My bitch bad, so I gave her that lunch. Yo, bitch, hoe, so I fuck with my pants up. Pull up in the road truck, tryna do donuts. Gone by coaster, you niggas too local. My dog's on the poster. The guns at the holster, my dog on smoker. You already won it. You treat me like God, you know I'm anointed. I can't see my cup and I can't see no point. It. One bottle that paddock is coming in yellow. Like Camelo, the rock Rockefeller. I'm moving real mellow, but moving one hollow. I'm purchasing models, I'm purchasing bottles. I'm dash out to Francis, I'm going Monte Carlo. The rich or the crazy, no, this not my bottle. You bitches too petty, you didn't hit the lotto. You should've got more, but you got what you swallowed. Ha! I took a point blank range of the dot dot. Made it suck the cock cock right on the spot spot. Turning bitches up, might as well be a chop shop. Told her she could no longer shop at Top Shop. Shit ain't in name, but I'm main on a bop bop. Dripping and spilling, bitch, brother, make a mop mop. I just killed the cat on the street. That my word. I could not Ferrari, send Lord and Curry. Ever since I got rich, I'm tricking and it won't hurt. Took my bitch shopping at the mall, spent the bird. Signed a thou for a brick and hair right off the shirt.
I just shot my shot at this little dot. I'm tryna crit knit knack on her big knack. My nigga selling crit knack for the stick knack. And I got a big, big mat for the chit chat. Did a drive by in a matte black Hellcat. Big lover, I bitch, and this ain't Hellcat. Suck of the dick, now the bitch need a tic tac. I just shot my shot at this little dot. I'm tryna crit knit knack on her big knack. My nigga selling crit knack for the stick knack. And I got a big, big mat for the chit chat. Did a drive by in a matte black Hellcat. Big lover, I bitch, and this ain't Hellcat. Suck of the dick, now the bitch need a tic tac.
Why everything that's supposed to be bad make me feel so good? Everything they told me not to is exactly what I would. Man, I tried to stop, man, I tried the best I could, but
you make me smile.
What's your addiction? Is it money? Is it girls? Is it weed? I've been afflicted by not one, not two, but all three. She's got the same thing about me, but more about us. She's coming over, so I guess that means I'm a drug. Just let me peek now. I mean, dang, I'm so curious. She's got a lover, so the lies and the lust is a rush. Time's of the essence. I need you to be spontaneous. Roll up the Doja, Henny and Coca-Cola. Then I'm coming over, cause it's never over. Why everything that's supposed to be bad make me feel so good? Everything they told me not to is exactly what I would. Man, I tried to stop, man, I tried the best I could, but
you make me smile.
I see the emotion in your eyes that you try not to show. We get the closest when you high, or you drunk, or you blow. So I pour the potion so we can both get high as we can go. Then I'll get the lotion and do something to me when your thighs is exposed. No turning back now, I mean I don't mean
now, but right now I need you to undress and then pose. I'm into that now, get your vibe when the doors get closed. Roll up the Doja, Henny and Coca-Cola, and I keep coming over, cause it's never over.
Why everything's supposed to be bad make me feel so good? Everything they told me not to is exactly what I would. Man, I tried to stop, man, I tried the best I could, but
make me
supposed to be bad make me feel so good. Everything they told me not to is exactly what I would. Man, I tried to stop, man, I tried the best I could, but
I just wanted to ask you, just wanted to let me, how would I put this on, let's say on your friends, remember the one, huh? You said if you ever, she would be the one. Well, I was thinking hypothetically. I mean, don't take this seriously. Don't take me, I mean, just, not credibly. I feel it incredibly. I mean, let's let it be. I just let it be. I mean, you hurting me. I mean, you hurting me. Maybe. Baby, 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 you know I was just kidding. Unless you're gonna do it, do it.
Make me smile.
All right, this is Sounds Escaping, Complete and Utter Chaos, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to close. Oh, so you want to say something?
I just said whoop whoop.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And happy Friday the 13th. This last song goes out to my friend as a little surprise for her. Stella, I hope you enjoy.
Oh, wait. Before we do that, I also want to shout out my friend Jesse, who's listening.
Woo!
All the way in Portland, Oregon. So far. Yes.
Good morning.
And also, Dan.
Are you here, Dan?
Oh. Dan! Woo! Woo! It's Dan. Okay. Let's play the song.
Woo!
My appeal. Walk through closet doors and roam all over Coliseum floors. I step on stage at Live Aid. All the people gave.